Illinois and New Jersey are in dire financial straits. They are both competing for the spot of worst fiscal health in the country. But some experts say there's hope, pointing to California's long road to recovery from fiscal challenges. For this week's Illinois Issues in-depth piece, we explore whether Illinois is on the right track to improve its condition. Several years ago, Nancy Hudspeth studied the state's messy finances as an analyst for the University of Illinois. Looking back, she says the warning signs were always there.
At the time when I was doing the analysis, it was like, well, what's the future going to be like for me and my family? And we were doing these long-term projections, and it was like, oh my gosh.
Years later, the situation has worsened. A recent report published by the Mercatus Center, a research center based in Virginia, puts Illinois at 49 on the list of states with the worst fiscal health, and only New Jersey ranks lower. Experts say both states must truly address the issues of unpaid pension liabilities, as well as the growing backlog of other bills each has accumulated over the years. Eileen Norcross is a researcher with the Mercatus Center. She says Illinois' main problem is never having enough cash on hand to cover these expenses.
Consistently for the past few years, Illinois has had a very poor cash position. It's the same pattern of just struggle to get a budget in place and to meet short-term bills. This backlog of unpaid bills is certainly going to hurt in future rankings.
And New Jersey is facing the same struggles.
It's a very deep hole, and the consequences of getting out of it politically are very tough.
That's Gordon McInnes from the New Jersey policy perspective. He says New Jersey has hope since gubernatorial elections are later this year. And to address their fiscal issues, the state is looking to increase government contributions to pensions and retiree benefits. Illinois has also attempted several reforms, most recently lowering benefits for new employees. But not everyone believes the changes will be good long term. David Merriman is with the Fiscal Futures Project at the University of Illinois. He says the new public pension benefits might be too low for future retirees.
I mean, I think there are trade-offs. I don't know whether you'd say they're going to be good or not. They've solved one problem, but perhaps created others.
Illinois could take a lesson from another state. California, for example, dug itself out of its own fiscal hole.
California used to be known as the poster child for budget dysfunction. Budgets were regularly late, especially at the start of the financial crisis.
That's Tracy Gordon with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. She says California voters took it upon themselves, from lowering the number of votes needed to pass a budget to making its temporary tax hike permanent. California began to see small improvements after those actions, but has also been able to thrive because of its growing tech industry. Illinois, on the other hand, rolled back a temporary tax increase, slowing revenue growth. This summer, a permanent tax hike was approved, but only after the backlog of unpaid bills skyrocketed. And while Illinois is not alone with a lagging economy, experts say there is one thing unique to the state, the political dysfunction. Nancy Hudspeth, who once analyzed the state's finances, says this keeps Illinois from making much headway on current problems or planning for the future.
And what has Illinois done to prepare for that? They're still fighting over things that they were fighting over 10 years ago. And they need to start coming together in a bipartisan way to actually start resolving and making progress on these issues.
She and other analysts think the future is grim. New Jersey, they say, might have a better shot at improvement, leaving Illinois as the state with the worst fiscal health.
I feel sorry. Illinois is great, and it has potential. It shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be such a dysfunctional place, I guess.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.